Welcome to Thorin's YouTube channel, the one thing Fnatic TSM and T1 fans can all agree on.
Now, I'm not talking about a whole bunch of Riot Games employees under certain notorious C-suite executives when I talk about forming a Substack, because obviously Substack is a site where you can do independent journalism and you can be directly monetized. You can directly monetize your fan base and your audience without necessarily the need for websites and sponsors that they sell, and then they give me a certain fee. You guys can just pay me directly. Now, you can also support my content like these videos by buying some games, which you get yourself 10% off with the code Thorin, T-H-O-R-I-N. In fact, do you know what? Depending on when you're listening to this, if this is before the 2nd of May, you can actually use that code and it'll just give you free worldwide shipping. So until stocks run out or the 2nd of May. So take advantage of either. I like the lemonade flavor, cherry lime school's delicious. Now then, I also, on my Twitter, if you go check out the pinned tweets, I have like tips and predictions, mainly in Counter-Strike, but for MSI and League of Legends, I'll be doing a whole bunch as well. Now, I have launched a Substack. It's called iamesports.substack. Gets people wondering about the name. Obviously, that infamous iamesports, which I thought it was hilarious. People tried to turn it against me. Nah. I know how meme magic works, mate. I'm going to own that so much that this Substack will become the most legendary esports writing publication in the world, and as a result, that will become my iconic subtitle. It will become cool as fuck, and I'll tell you what, years down the line, all the people who thought this will be the end of you, nah, this will be the making of me and the rising like a phoenix from the ashes. And I'll even have merch down the line with IME Sports, all sorts of artwork and stuff. You cannot stop me, motherfuckers. Hence why I'm back in the writing game, because I began as a writer, if people don't know. I actually, by the way, wrote an introductory piece. You can find all the pieces linked in the description box below, explaining my history with the written word. It's actually the angle that I grinded on for 13 or 14 years, because as an autistic person, I never thought I'd be good on camera. I wasn't really good socially. So I just put all those hours in the lab working on article after article after article after article until I got really good at writing, not just interviewing, but really good at writing articles, writing long historical pieces. It was my pride and joy. I used to love doing historical pieces. I used to love doing long form interviews. I even later started to do the columns and the more topical pieces and the short pieces. Actually, if you don't know, one of the people I ran with at the time, Kelsey Moser, she used to work for LOL Esports famously. I'd always ask her, like Emily Rand, why is this piece just like kind of short and kind of missing a bit at the end? They'd be like, yeah, well, you know, my editor says it has to only be like 1,000 words, so they cut like part at the end. And I was like, this is whack, because I used to be able to do like 3,000-word articles. So what I tried to show them was, right, in that case, do the long form stuff elsewhere and do shorter topical stuff on your LOL Esports thing. Make it 1,000. So I actually did a series called Thorin's 1,000, where I tried to make it roughly 1,000 words and just like limit myself to that, but then really explore what you can do, because obviously necessity is the mother of invention, right? Sometimes restriction can actually be a spur towards creative, let's say like exploration. I mean, I would say it can stimulate the imagination in the same way as a deadline can, for example. Over the years, I wrote for many, many, many different websites. I started off on Pro Cyber News, then I was with Gamers.new, then I was with ESEA, SK Gaming's, obviously, where I did some insane stuff. I even broke out like Brood War and stuff on there. Team Acer, I was doing StarCraft 2 stuff as well. Started with the League of Legends stuff, which was getting huge on Reddit. On Gamers, I mean, at that point in time, I was getting paid a very good full-time salary in the UK to just be an esports journalist. After that, I went independent, made just as much by grinding it out, doing like a piece a day when I lived in Korea for Gold Potato 10, if you remember that site back in the day. And then obviously later I worked for other publications, but video took over. This channel got huge. It just became easier to monetize videos here. I started working events. You got paid more and more and more and more and more in Counter-Strike if you did the events. I did all the world championships and majors and massive tournaments, all the different ones. I did E-League in America on TV. So as a result, it just became that actually writing wasn't really monetized the same way. I had a lot of fun in other areas where it's sometimes easier, but also it was another angle to grind on. I had to build up my persona. I had to get like my charisma up. I had to get funny with rants and figure out how to actually stimulate people in talk conversation instead of in text, etc. And as I say, the monetization wasn't there. But then I heard a few years back about Substack. I heard about people like Glenn Greenwald, what was going on with them in The Intercept. And I was like, this sounds just up my alley. Like, first of all, I'm the sort of guy who can cultivate, due to my personal brand and charisma, my own actual audience who would sign up and would want to pay for this and actually would like that there's no middleman and I can just directly to their email send them an article, whether it's a free one or a paid one, depending on what tier they're at, and they'll just be able to enjoy it wherever they are, on a phone, out on a train, somewhere, if they've got in there at home, in their email inbox, if so. So I actually think this is just the way to go. And what I did was I let others go first, like canaries in the coal mine. I let Richard Lewis go and launch his and do an awesome job. I let Jacob Wolf do it and do kind of a crap job and then just complain about the industry as usual and break out like it's impossible for anyone to make a living. It is, idiot. You actually have to have the charisma and personal brand to make people care about more than just who's joining Team Liquid, because guess what, at this point in time a half-wit sheep's been able to take that job from you. So you know what, maybe it's just you, not the industry, because I'm killing it so far in the first few days on Substack, and I reckon this will become like my side hustle that grows one day, I hope, potentially into my main hustle, because I'm outputting like a motherfucker. That's what people like Jacob Wolf couldn't do. They thought they could do the odd piece and then just rake in massive salary like you used to get some bozo website. By the way, not even anywhere close to the salary some of the rest of us got. But, you know, they thought these were big salaries. ESPN, oh my goodness, ESPN Esports and Dot Esports. Mate, if I showed you my tax return, you'd cry yourself to sleep. So what's hilarious to me is people like that never got that the other reason you can't make it is if you want to do like two pieces a month or like eight pieces a month, you have to grind to build the audience. You have to grind to show the quality. You have to grind to make it so that you have the brand, not the site. You know why I know that and other people don't? Because they're lazy gamers who are just dilettantes, LARPing as journalists and writers. I come from a people who were coal miners, who built ships in steel yards. This is hard graft, lads, bricklayers, window cleaners. This is the sort of thing where when you retire because your back's gone out and you can't afford the medical bills, that's called hard work. Sitting down and writing about esports, video game players, and doing a video, giving a rant about what a moron Doublelift is, or why doesn't your kind get his shit together on Team Liquid and CS. Mate, I consider that a blessing that I'm allowed to do that as a job and then actually potentially get a very nice living for myself and not have to suck the, let's just say, the tailpipe of certain scumbag enterprises out there, right? I've loved that I've been able to authentically connect with a fan base and they want to support me in all facets, sometimes free, hopefully, obviously, financially. And so, to me, I think people just don't know what work is, mate. It's one of those I've never said, oh, I'm all burned out. Yeah, it's because you never dreamed tried working. You're like the guy who barely ever lifted a weight and then he went to the gym really hard three times in the first 3 weeks. Oh, I'm all wrecked and I've taught my muscles. Yeah, because you knew you were never going to stay the course. You went super hard just to say it was impossible. And then you backed right off and went back to just crying and hoping someone gave you a handout. I don't do it for a handout. I take what's mine. I'm going to be so good at writing. I already am when I tell you right now all the stuff I've launched that people will just have to subscribe because it'd be so insane to miss out on this content. So here's a few details for you. And by the way, I'm gangsters. Fuck with how I'm running my Substack. It ain't all free. Get out my face. But there's going to be so much output. If you never pay, you'll also get tons. You just won't get all the best stuff. So first of all, I've made it very reasonably priced. I mean, if you go here, I've already launched it, by the way. Like you can look, these are all articles, by the way. Everything here is an article already on the website. So if you see down here, I did launch it with an introductory article. This is where I actually explained something a bit similar to what I'm saying now, but with not, I didn't put this stuff about Jacob Wolf, for example. I have a different on-camera persona. I'm also a much better writer than I'm a speaker, by the way. I actually explain here why I'm doing it. There's me back in the day in 2002. You hadn't seen that before, had you? There's when I was called the esports historian, the so-called self-described. Never described myself as it. Someone else gave me that title, dickhead. You don't know esports history. I'm the esports historian. Maybe let me tell the story of history, fuckface. So, yeah, did all that stuff there. That's where I used to be a talent. So I launched with that one already. By the way, see how many things there are there? It's going to be very reasonably priced. It costs $5 a month to subscribe for a paid subscriber, get everything. $50 if you want to buy a whole year in advance. And my output is going to be insane. When you hear what I've already done, I've only scratched the surface. I'm going fucking off with this and just wait until you hear what I have to say. So as I say, I launched with an introductory piece explaining why I did it. Then I actually put out two free columns the same day. But one in League of Legends called Welcome to the Chovy Era. By the way, when you go onto the site, you can also just click between the games, depending on what you want, but it'll all go to your email, obviously. Welcome to Chovy Era, explaining why Chovy is actually like the new Bonge, why I'm better than Faker ever was. Ooh, interesting, right? So there's a free column in League of Legends. In CS, two at this point in time. I did one about Na'Vi winning the major and said it was a fluke. That's right. The same day I released an interview with Lexi B, the major winner of Na'Vi, I then also released a column saying his win was a fluke. You don't fucking have it like I do, son. That's called pull. That's called relevance, my dude. Then I also did two paid articles, same day, for people in CS. So I did a two-part series of the history of major fluke wins in CSGO and beyond. So the first one talked about Fnatic, Gambit, Cloud9. Then I did another one. That one talked about Outsider / VP and Na'Vi most recently. Oh, don't worry, that's not all, because in the days since, I've continued publishing. So I also did a free column in Counter-Strike called Makes Counter-Strike CT Side Again, because it's when the game's at its best. It's not just a map pool fucking up. I did another column launched this morning, actually, about the real Faker, because all these nephews haven't seen him play, or they barely remember. They go, no, he's still... But this counts to being the GOAT. He is the best now. Then you don't even know how amazing this... It'd be like saying Messi now is the best he ever was. You moron. He used to be a monster in 2012, you cretin. This is the real Faker. So if you want to know about the real Faker, and is it, you just go back here. It's free to read. You can just go read about all the ups and downs of his career. Then I also just launched part one, just right now, of a paid article for League of Legends called Five Western Stars Who Shook Elite Asian Competition. So the best LCK, LPL world champions from Asia taking a beating from Jensen. The first one's Alexic, Froggen, Jensen. I go into all these different matchups, things they did. I won't show you more because it's a paid article, isn't it? By the way, though, some of you might, if you check your emails and you've subscribed already, you might have a little chance to read a little part of it and see if you want to pay for more. And let's just say tomorrow, part two will come out with two more names. I won't say who they are. That's half the surprise, right? So as you can see, I'm just going off, boys. This is how I do it. My output and my quality is going to give your favourite esports writer nightmares, knowing they don't match up. And they're only doing writing, and I'm doing all these other things at once. Yeah, you know what? It's called a modern renaissance, man. Have a look into it. So I only go, ha-ha, you're 41 years old. Yeah, and you know what? I'm cooking at my fucking peak right now. And all those 22-year-old studs, you think, oh, I'd much rather be him. They can't even measure up in one area. And I'm killing it across like four or five different disciplines and multiple esports games. Speaking of which, I'll have actually all different types. I won't just have Counter-Strike and League. I'll have StarCraft pieces with Brood War, old school Quake stuff. I'll even put my little mistress of Dota 2 that I've barely ever worked on in text before, but I've done a few interviews in. So there's going to be all kinds. By the way, I might even as well fuck around and do a CS event or two if I get the right invites, and especially if the right talent there. I want to work with people I like Tech Girl and Maniac, Maui Snake and Yanko. They're the people I want to see again. So I'm back at my home of writing now, and I'm fully back on the throne, ready to have an insane dynasty. I'm going to do long form historical pieces. I'm going to do topical, up-to-the-moment things about things that are happening in the space. I'm going to do analytical pieces, especially in Couch, like breaking down things at the map pool and how people play. I'm going to do anecdotal stuff, telling some of the old stories of the days, or like some of the events, like some of the players you don't know, because you only know the finished product, not how they were built, as it were. I'm going to do philosophical content, talking about what games mean and why we compete, and what it means, for example, to be toxic when you're trying to decipher what it means to be a winner and have a killer instinct, etc. I'm going to do poetic stuff. Remember that piece I once wrote about JW, where it was sort of a flight of fancy with amazing like sort of descriptive elements, and it took you on a journey in your mind that really wasn't really about Counter-Strike, but it did embody the essence of JW the player from Fnatic and CSGO. So welcome to the new era of esports writing. Enjoy the free content if that's your bag, sign up. But my target audience is always going to be my Squilluminati, the people who financially support my career. So here's how it's going to work. 2/3 of the topical stuff, that'll just be for free for everyone who signed up. 1/3 of the long form stuff, that'll also be free. And there'll be so much of all of it that the people who just get it for free, it'll be pretty good. The people who pay are going to experience a new world of esports writing. So if you want to put your money where your mouth is, go to the iamesports.substack description box link and sign up today and get it, the best esports writing ever, into your inbox. In this esports world, it can seem like everyone's against you, but I've always got the Squilluminati, my Patreon community, riding with me. And it is thanks to the support of the following people, this video and all of them on my channel are made possible. Matt Pugnacho Rakula, Ahmed Haju, Frisky, Tosh, Jensen Gore, Animosity, Toucan, Tobias Bernasconi, If you've ever watched my videos, you know now I'm going to give a massive shout out to Jerky's Minion, the main man. Do you want to suggest a topic or a guest for my content? You want teasers? Find out who the upcoming interview guests are. Maybe you want to ask me a question. I tend to answer them at length in my video AMA. Do you want to take part in one of those dinner discussions where we talk about what you're interested in esports? Well, if any of these perks or more appeal to you, put your money where your mouth is. Join the Skilluminati today. Where? In the description box below is a Patreon link.